For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
All right, let's keep this civil, people. Hope stood up and took her coat off. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Intern Joe is here. Hope.
You guys are treating the world like it's Mario Kart, and that is just not the way. You can't just be throwing banana peels out the window all willy-nilly. That's litter. You people are littering.
Well, first of all, it's fruit. And how often is this a problem, having banana peels thrown out the window? Is there a lot of that happening? I don't eat very many bananas when I'm driving. But when I do...
This came up yesterday.
It did.
And her reaction to you was like you were stepping on puppies.
It's maybe a handful of times I've eaten an apple. And I'm not going to eat the core. So I've thrown it. And I've given it a good hurl.
No.
For the animals.
Okay, no. It's for the animals so they can come closer to the road and they think that that's a food source. And now I'm hitting a possum on my way to work because you were throwing things out your window.
Okay, that's a little far-fetched.
That's far-fetched. There's possums outside.
I'm not littering.
Deer, there's lots of animals who are going to be attracted.
It's not littering if you're tossing a biodegradable something into the plant life.
You have to pick up your dog's poop. That's biodegradable. You can't leave that out.
That's just because we don't want to step in it.
Correctly. No, it's bad for the water. Can't be leaving stuff out.
Bad for the water? I thought you picked it up so you didn't step on it.
What's bad for the water?
You can't leave your dog poop out because it affects the runoff water and affects the drinking water.
So what about all the raccoons and squirrels and all their stuff that's out in the woods?
Well, I can't control all that, but I can control the dog poop.
So it's okay to drink the deer poo, but not the dog poo.
I didn't say that it was okay. I just said that I can't pick it all up.
Okay.
That's why we have water treatment facilities. Why we have those.
I think if it's an apple core, and I was like, yeah, and then I'll throw it out like, you know. It makes my husband crazy, and I'm like, no, something will eat that.
But if it's a cardboard box that a Big Mac came in?
Absolutely not.
No,
that's garbage.
You can compost that. All of this is compostable. You bring it to your little compost pile.
What? Who's compost pile?
Me! I compost!
You have a compost pile?
Yes!
In your garden?
Yes, I compost. Why is that so shocking?
Because you live in a condo, that's why.
You gotta have equal levels of carbon and nitrogen. I took a class on this in college.
You know, I guess it's because I don't know how to compost. I make compost and not even know I'm composting.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, you live in a swamp, so everything is kind of composting on its
own
anyways.
That's what I'm thinking. Like when I take the grass clippings and put them towards the back.
Towards the swamp?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. But yesterday I was off air, verbally attacked for just trying to feed my animal friends.
There is a time and a place. And out the window is not the time or place.
Okay.
Doesn't happen very often.
Is it littering? Is it feeding nature to nature? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. Intern Joe is with us. The last time we opened the microphones, Hope was all fired up because she... Did you see somebody throw a banana peel out the window? Or how did this whole thing get into your head?
Yes, I was driving home and somebody just decided that it's Mario Kart and that they can just chuck banana peels out the window. And I feel very passionately about that, that's litter and you shouldn't do that. It's Earth Day of all days.
It is Earth Day. I will give you that. We have a lot of cleaning going on. By the way, Interloop's going to be closed starting in about a half hour, and it's going to be closed until 2 o'clock while they clean that up.
Thousands of banana peels.
And it's
millions
not,
of them.
They ain't picking up banana peels. But I said, you know, the couple times I've driven with a apple, I've thrown that apple core way off on the side of the road. It's not on the roadway.
Would you do this in an urban area, like driving through downtown? Would you throw it off of Main Street where there's no grass or trees?
No, I'm chucking it in the grass.
Into the grass,
yeah.
Into the woods.
Yes.
All right.
Out my window. And I was verbally corrected by Miss Hope that's not only wrong, but I'm also putting the safety of every animal in Monroe County at risk.
And people at risk, because then animals are closer to the road and you're more likely to hit them with your car. So then they're in danger, you're in danger, you can't be throwing things out your window.
It is illegal, I guess, to throw anything out of your window, regardless of what it is. Even water? I don't know.
Texters are chiming in.
Yeah.
252-WBEE. If you Google it, you are littering, TJ. Well, that's what it says.
It says, yes, it is considered littering, generally illegal. Apple cores are biodegradable, but they still attract animals and engaging them. Posing a risk of attracting animals to the highways. But I'm chucking it. I'm not throwing it like on the side of the road. I'm chucking it way off into the grass.
Deep into the weeds. Another texter says, good morning. I agree with TJ about throwing apple cores out the window for the animals or to decompose. I live in Wayne County, biggest apple county in New York State. And I always throw my apple core out the window. Been doing it since I was a kid.
Wow. See? Well, this one says, I agree with Hope. I like to feed squirrels, but I put the veggies next to a tree in the yard. I don't think stuff should be thrown in the road. I'm not throwing it in the road.
But it's by the road.
Road adjacent.
It's in the road. Yes, it's road adjacent.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Billy. Okay. I see that you're coming to my side. That's how I'm taking that as, because you're defending me.
But no.
I'm going to defend TJ here. If you're throwing it way away from the road, you're not letting them come near the road.
You are throwing it from your car. What did Google say? That is illegal to throw things mm-hmm. from your car. Bada bing, bada boom, you shouldn't do it.
Clearly.
I'm not arguing legality. I'm arguing morality.
Clearly, TJ is doing it for the children. She's doing it for the future of the earth.
Even a texter agrees. Look, I think TJ's doing a great thing. She's throwing a core and growing more apple trees. You're welcome.
For the children.
For the children.
For the next generation.
If that's not how this works.
If I succeed.
That's not how this works.
You can't take away. Because I believe. You'll never take away my apple core.
Listen live.
Welcome back to Banana Talk. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy, TJ, Hope, intern Joe, and I think we need to get to the root of this. This all started like half an hour ago because Hope was all fired up about people throwing banana peels out the window.
It's litter. It's a terrible thing to do. You can't be throwing things out of your window.
And I mean, she was fired up. And then I expressed my, you know, my practice of, if I'm eating an apple behind the wheel and there's a country road and there is a grassy knoll, I will chuck mine out the window for the animals to enjoy. And she was like, "You can't."
I think there's something deeper going on here because
there has to be.
Do you remember a couple months ago, TJ, we talked about somebody's hatred for bananas in this room?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I don't know. You're making it sound like you're talking about me, that I hate bananas, which is true. I have a strong passion for how much I hate bananas. They're disgusting. And I hate when people are like, oh, why don't you go have a banana? Why is that the go-to fruit? You're in a continental breakfast. There's only bananas. There's only ever bananas.
Because you can put bananas on your cereal.
Because they're stinking delicious. That's why.
You can put it on your peanut butter toast.
So that's what this is about.
That's what it comes down to.
Because she doesn't like it. No one can enjoy it and throw it out their window. No one. Yeah.
Nobody.
If I can't like it, you can't either.
Nobody can like it. Just get them off the face of the planet. And then it's illegal. It should all be illegal. Bananas should be illegal.
That's the slippery slope we're all heading towards right here. She wants to make bananas illegal.
They're not natural here. Okay?
They started out as litter.
They got to be imported.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
You don't appreciate the natural bounties of New York State.
Slippery slope, you're going down here.
I know. I feel like you're on thin ice.
She's a banana fascist is what she is.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
You guys know any twins? It's the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy, TJ, Hope, intern Joe is here. I grew up with a set of identical twins, and then there was another set of fraternal twins. So they were very similar. They looked alike, they mm-hmm. acted alike. But do you know any identical twins?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hope?
Yes.
Joe?
No, but I know two sets of triplets.
Oh, that's the next level. I'm fascinated by it.
No, I got to one up you.
So there was a story that was in the news recently, and I believe it was in Australia. And the story is somebody witnessed a carjacking, and it was a set of twins. And the reporter walked up and said, "Can I interview you for the news?" And they were like, "Absolutely. I'm only going to play like 10, 15 seconds of this." I am blown away by how in tune these two human beings are with each other.
Up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, "Run, he's got a gun." And oh, our heart started to pound, down. And I said, "Oh, mum, where's mum?"
That's not an echo.
I'm sorry.
That was two human beings.
I wish you would have given me a heads up with that audio
that
before
amazing.
We got on the air, because I can't help it. Have you ever seen on Saturday Night Live when Will Ferrell?
Yes. And,
okay. Yes. Where they start talking.
And then they duplicate.
And then they just stand there.
Yes. That's exactly what that is.
That's what it felt like to me.
That was not a bit. That was two real human beings asked a question and answering the question.
Wow.
How could you imagine being that in tune with another person on this planet?
That would be scary. I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool in a way. I remember when I was younger, I was like, oh, it would be so cool to have a twin, like another me.
The twins
but the older I
knew. I
get, I don't think there needs to be another me.
Yeah.
My parents could not handle having two of me.
I don't think so.
The twins I knew always worked hard to differentiate themselves.
Correct.
One was into sports. The other was into music. They dressed different. Girls had short hair, long hair. Like, it was not like these two. These two were dressed alike as well. Same haircut, same everything.
It's always wild to me on social media when you'll see like two identical twin pairs that end up getting married. And then it's like the four of them having a conjoined wedding. I always think that's so wild.
It is.
Like, because identical twins is so rare. And then to meet another set of identical twins and then you're all in love with the respective twin.
Right.
Yeah.
It is an outside world that I don't understand.
I got questions, but we're not going to ask them. Here's Morgan Wallen. It's the B Morning Coffee Club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.